Hello there. Yes, I've just booed, which means I shall be booing to you for the next 4 minutes and a bit. Right, today I found some brilliant piece of news on the internet, and they're all funny little, like, outside, not very serious news. But unfortunately, quite by coincidence, they all come from the USA. I'm sorry to the American listeners. If you have, well, I'm sure I do have some American news listeners, but yeah, I'm just saying I'm sorry, but I just found these funny stuff on the internet, and they're true. So yeah, I'm not being racist or anything. Right, first news, it is from the state of Ohio, I think. Basically, this woman went to McDonald's drive-thru, and she wanted some chicken McNuggets for breakfast. Now, we all know they don't serve that in breakfast, nor is very healthy to have chicken nuggets at breakfast, which is quite kind of like having chocolate for breakfast. It's not good for you or anything. But so yeah, she got a bit angry at the event that she can't have any chicken nuggets for breakfast, so she start hitting the poor guy serving her, and obviously, and then he got to defend himself, closed the window, but then she smashed it as well. So she's now arrested. But if you want to look at the brilliant CCTV footage, just Google "woman starts fight over chicken nuggets," and some links will lead you there. Second piece of news, it is from the state of Pennsylvania. I'm sorry if I pronounce it wrong, but yeah. Basically, this, well, we all know vending machines got a bit wild lately. They start selling books, iPods, and stuff that you can actually get and not break it by dropping. But yeah, in this state in the USA, we have started a trend selling wine in a vending machine. I'm not sure whether that's a very good idea, because people do get drunk with wine and then they do all sorts of silly things. But the machine claimed to be safe because you need to identify your age and you need to breathe into breathalyzer before you actually buy one. It will cost about £14 to buy, and it will hold about 700 bottles. See, the thing is, I thought it would be better if they just set up a shop and sell them, because A, you create job opportunities, and B, you make sure those people don't, like, randomly get a guy and breathe into the thing and stuff. Well, it does say it does have CCTV cameras and it's modified by state officials, but are they actually going to employ a guy just sit in front of a TV and watch people buying wine? I don't think so. Anyway, so that's that. And the last piece of news I've got for you today, it's his in North Carolina. It's basically, they repaved the road in front of the school, so they need to paint school on the road. Yeah, in the UK, I think we have road signs and the little bumps saying, oh, be careful of small children. But yeah, in the US, they paint school massively on the road, like massive. But unfortunately, in this case, they painted school wrong. They painted it as S-H-C-O-O-L, so it's school. I don't know whether they're trying to carry a message saying school is cool, but that's definitely wrong. And I quote from the people from the company who did it, is that it had made a mistake. Yes, well done. So hopefully it hasn't been too racist for some of you, but these are generally the facts. And please keep sending in the comments and suggestion you want me to talk about. And I've got 5 seconds to say bye. So now, bye!